91X News.
It's 17 degrees and raining at noon. I'm Taylor Rinkema. All lanes of the 401 are open and running smoothly again. A collision between two tractor trailers yesterday afternoon east of Shannonville Road had caused the lanes to be temporarily closed. An eastbound big rig crossed the median and hit a westbound transport. Police say both trucks were immediately engulfed in flames, killing both drivers. The drivers' names have not yet been released. And 400 high school students from 15 different Quinte area schools are at Marianne Sills Track for the track and field meet today. QNET News reporter Jack Carver is there. He says the rain is not dampening the athletes' spirit.
Absolutely. They're all dressed up in their raincoats or their, you know, with their watch and they're under tents and whatnot, but the competitors are acting like it's, you know, like it's not even raining.
Multiple events have already finished. If lightning starts, meet officials will stop all events until it clears up and then continue. Lots of people arrested last night. The OPP and Central East Drug Enforcement Unit arrested two Campbellford residents in Peterborough yesterday. 40-year-old Jack Barraclough and 38-year-old Nicole Barraclough were both charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking. During the arrest, OPP seized a quantity of cocaine valued at approximately $1,400. Both accused were held for a bail hearing. A 50-year-old Belleville man has a bail hearing today after he was charged with robbery with a weapon and escaping lawful custody. Police arrested the man around 4 o'clock yesterday evening after he was positively identified as a shoplifter from a robbery on May 11th at a West End retail outlet. And around 5 o'clock last night, a Belleville woman was charged with assault. 32-year-old Shemi Ryder was arrested at a West End apartment building after reportedly assaulting another woman. A few hours later, police were called to another West End apartment building after receiving multiple complaints about an unruly tenant. An intoxicated 51-year-old Belleville man was arrested in the hallway of the building. He was charged with being intoxicated in a common area. And around 7 o'clock, police received a tip about an impaired driver. The vehicle was stopped on Yeoman Street last night, and a 39-year-old Shannonville man was arrested for impaired driving. This was not his first incident, as police found he had recently lost his license for another impaired driving conviction. His vehicle was seized for 45 days. Just after midnight, police were called to a Front Street apartment building. 31-year-old Belleville man was arrested for threatening to kill three people. He had pulled a knife on one of the occupants. He faces multiple charges, including three counts of uttering death threats. The Human Resources Minister says unemployed workers receiving EI benefits will not be forced to relocate or take jobs outside of their skill set. But the opposition is not buying those assurances. NDP leader Tom Mulcair says Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is calling the shots, and he's the one who Canadians should be listening to.
Mr. Flaherty's the Minister of Finance. It's his budget, and he's giving the real government version. It's the same thing last week when they were trying to send us signals that they might be open to splitting the bill. Mr. Flaherty came out. He said there's no way this bill is going to be split.
Diane Finley fielded a stream of questions in the Commons on proposed changes after Flaherty called an employment insurance a disincentive to work, and he seemed to suggest any job should be acceptable to the unemployed. A report released today blasts police for the way they handled protests during the G20 summit in Toronto 2 years ago. The report by Ontario's police watchdog concludes that police violated civil rights, unlawfully detained people, and used excessive force. Director Jerry McNally says he hopes his report is taken seriously.
I hope and I expect that my recommendations will be accepted and acted upon in the manner in which I'm given them. I made them with the goal of helping to rebuild any trust that was lost between the public and the police.
The 300-page report also says a temporary detention center that was set up by police was poorly planned, designed, and operated. The man who kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and killed 8-year-old Victoria Stafford in 2009 is still proclaiming his innocence. Michael Rafferty offered yesterday to give Tori's mother, Tara McDonald, what he called all the pieces of the puzzle, if she wanted to hear them. Outside court, McDonald said she would not be taking Rafferty up on his offer. Rafferty has been sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. That is the automatic penalty for first-degree murder. And the UN says it expects to recover an observer team today that came under fire in northern Syria. United Nations Major General Robert Mood says the team stayed overnight with rebel forces after a roadside bomb struck the vehicle during a mission.
We have a few observers where their vehicles were immobilized. So they have been staying overnight in that area. They are telling us that they are happy where they are and they are safe, and then we're going to pick them up this morning.
None of the observers were reported wounded. That's 91X News to 1206 Sports and Weather are next after this.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you call, we answer. It works like this. Say your house is broken into. First, you call your State Farm agent. Then, they pick up. Next, you try to recover from the fact that an actual human being answered. And finally, your agent takes care of things so you don't have to. Yes, it's that simple. After all, isn't a stranger using your house as their personal shopping mall bad enough?
In Quinte West, call State Farm insurance agent Peter Webb at 394-5200.
91X Sports, Canada set itself up with the best possible path into the medal round at the World Hockey Championship. Canada has clinched the top spot in the Helsinki pool with a 5-1 victory over Belarus yesterday. That guarantees that Canada will avoid facing powerhouse Russia before the gold medal final. The Canadians are now set to meet Slovakia in a do-or-die game on Thursday. The Slovaks finished the round robin with 5 straight victories. In the NHL, the LA Kings have taken control of the Western Conference Final. Jonathan Quick stopped 24 shots for his third career playoff shutout. Jeff Carter had the hat trick as the Kings beat Phoenix 4-0. Carter says the team has been playing hard since their 7-game win streak.
We were a confident group coming in. We had to battle hard the last month of the season just to get in. Pretty much playing playoff hockey the whole way through there. And you know, I think that's kind of helped us, carried us over into the playoffs, and we just kept rolling.
With the win, the Kings take a 2-0 lead in the series. Game 3 is slated for Thursday night in Los Angeles. And Blue Jays third baseman Brett Laurie called it an unlucky bounce, but Major League Baseball is likely to call it a suspension. In the ninth inning of Toronto's 4-3 loss to Tampa Bay, a furious Laurie slammed his batting helmet to the ground after he took strike 3, and it bounced back up and struck plate umpire Bill Miller on the hip. Miller says he has filed a report with the MLB about the incident. On the hardwood, well-rested San Antonio wore down the busy LA Clippers to win Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal matchup. Final score was 108-92. Playing for the sixth time in 11 days, the Clippers gave San Antonio its toughest first half of the playoffs before fading quickly. Tim Duncan had 26 points and 10 rebounds for the Spurs, who've now won 15 in a row. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says Duncan was effective both offensively and defensively.
He's not going to do anything. It's going to be on a highlight film for TV, but highlight film for coaches possibly. Just being solid, making a great pass, playing the defense that he did, rebounding. He's the anchor.
And no big three meant one big problem for Miami and one very big win for Indiana. David West scored 16 points and grabbed 10 rebounds as the Pacers beat the Miami Heat 78-75. That was Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinal series. Heat center Chris Bosh is expected to miss the rest of the series with a strained abdominal muscle. Without him, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade combined for 52 points. No other Miami player scored more than 5. Game 3 is Thursday in Indianapolis. And the Chicago Bulls could be facing a season without their star player Derrick Rose. The Bulls say last year's MVP will be out at least 8 months. He could miss the entire 2012-2013 season following a knee surgery. Rose suffered a torn ligament and cartilage damage in Game 1 of the Bulls playoff series with Philadelphia. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. Looking at the weather today, the showers continue this afternoon and a high of 18 degrees, clearing up tonight with a low of just 7 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 17, and for Friday, a high of 19. At 12:10, it's 17 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Check out 91x.fm and listen live. I'm Taylor Rinkema.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.